Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
Halloween is just over a week away, and you've probably heard an increase in fireworks and bangers in your area with people getting ready. But how do you ensure your pets, your precious little pooches, are protected during these weeks? Pete the vet, they really don't like Halloween, do they, our pets?
No, not at all. And especially dogs, you're right. I think cats are better because they just find hideaway places and they hunker down. But dogs depend on us entirely. And so if we don't look after them properly, they really do suffer sometimes.
So two of the big fears, I suppose, is that A, they're extremely scared, and to see them that anxious is really upsetting. But I think the bigger fear is that they run away. They try and escape the noise. And that's actually possibly what's more dangerous at Halloween.
I think you're right. You should really take extra steps to keep them securely indoors. Make sure that you know, all windows and doors are closed and locked, so that they can't accidentally get out, and make sure that your dog carries an ID of some kind. All dogs are meant to be microchipped, hopefully your dog is, but also make sure that the microchip database has your up-to-date details on it, and ideally put an ID tag around your dog's neck as well, on the collar, so that if they do get away, somebody can get them back to you quickly. Probably the day after Halloween is when we see more lost dogs and found dogs than any other time, because what happens is hears a firework, gets a fright, and bolts and just runs. And they run out of their immediate geographical area. And they, just like ourselves, they don't know where they are and they get lost.
And a lot of people will think, well, my garden is really secure or my yard is really secure. But if a dog is really frightened like that, they are more likely to try and find an exit point, aren't they?
Yeah, a panicking dog can do miracles of physical achievement. You hear about dogs scrambling and leaping over walls that are way too high for them to get over. But if they're really, really frightened, they will do it.
So I suppose what you need to do then is, as you say, close all the windows, close all the drawers, close the cat flap. Don't forget, even though, you know, they're perhaps more able to deal with the noise of Halloween.
My dog can come and go through the cat flap actually as well. So that is something else.
There you go. Yeah. And make sure, I suppose, you get them out for their walk just much earlier in the day.
Yes, when there's no fireworks around. Yeah.
The additional problem is the sounds, right?
Yes.
Is that it sends some dogs really hysterical, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And it's interesting, but there's probably an age-related aspect of that, in that when puppies are young, when they're less than 4 months of age, they adapt to new sounds and they get used to them very quickly. Whereas if a dog doesn't hear its first fireworks till it's over 6 months of age, then it probably will panic if it gets a bad fright, and that sense of panic can stay as an emotion underlying the surface for the rest of their lives. So that means a lot of dogs, one bang in the distance or one squeal, and they get into a state of panic, and that's really difficult to deal with.
Well, we have a texter texting in here, clearly worried about what Halloween means for their dog. Is there any medication, they're asking, that they could give their dog just for that Halloween period?
There is, for I suppose, emergency situations. That's exactly what vets will prescribe. And they'll often give a combination, perhaps, of two different types of medications. One to make the dog feel a little bit sleepy and just slower. And the other one to take away the hyper-anxious feeling that they have.
So is that like a sedative and an anti-anxiety?
Exactly. Very similar to human types of drugs that would be used. And we would often use them in a targeted way, you know, aiming to help animals just when they need it, really. But some dogs at this time of year, they actually have medication every day, because they hear one very faint firework and it sets them off into a state of hyper anxiety. So it does depend on your dog. and you should go and talk to your vet about it.
I mean, ideally, I presume if you have a dog that's really, really anxious, you should try and expose them to the noise for months and months and months coming up to Halloween.
You must have covered this topic before in the past, because you're absolutely right. It's something called systematic desensitization and counter conditioning. That's what you do. What that means is, starting way back in kind of April, May, you play recordings of fireworks sounds very, very quietly while your dog is relaxed or playing or doing something pleasant. And then you gradually, over weeks and months, you increase the sound of the noise, so that by the time you get to August, September, October, you can put really loud fireworks on your sound system and your dog will not budge at all. So that's the ideal thing to do. It's too late for that now. So what you should do now is create a safe den for your dog. And that means something like perhaps a crate that's covered with blankets, or perhaps an indoor room with no windows, where you can have it nice and warm and dark. And what you do is you get them used to going in there, not just when there's fireworks, but all the time over the next few weeks. And when they're in there, you give them something to do. And the best thing, I think, is a food-releasing toy of some kind, something like these Kongs that you can fill with soft food and deep freeze them. And then maybe don't give your dog as much breakfast as normal, so they're really hungry. Then give them this Kong to chew, and that will occupy their minds and take away their attention from worrying about fireworks.
Trying to distract them a little bit.
That's exactly it. And you also should try and drown out the noise a bit. You can put white noise on. It's very easy nowadays. Things like Spotify, you just switch on, play white noise, and off it goes. Or you can play classical music or reggae music. Those things are good at covering up fireworks noises.
I love to play, fill the house with a bit of Bob Marley for the next week to chill out your dog. Mm. My dog's on trazodone for anxiety. If I were to temporarily increase her dosage, am I best to start the increase a few days ahead of Halloween? The fireworks where I live, says this texter, they're awful and she panics terribly.
She may well be able to do that, but I would say to do have a word with your vet, because they know your dog, they know your dog's body weight, they know any other underlying health issues, and they can give you really safe advice on how much you can give. You can also get, by the way, over-the-counter pheromones, which you plug into the wall. They're diffusers that produce a scent that we can't smell, but dogs pick it up with their scent system, and it makes them feel calmer and more relaxed. So that's a pheromone plug-in diffuser is another thing people can use.
Okay, we have another texter coming in. People's dogs are not a legitimate reason to prevent other people from enjoying fireworks. The fact that fireworks are so strictly regulated in this country in the first place makes us an outlier. People need to grow up and realise that they can't just stop everybody else having a good time because it affects their pet. Well, I don't think that's what you were suggesting.
That person has obviously never seen a dog in full panic mode, and it's very distressing to witness. And I think that there has to be a balance here. You can get so-called sound-free fireworks nowadays, but they're not really sound-free. They're just a bit less hard on the ears.
Okay, and just very briefly, about other animals? Are they as badly affected?
Yeah, I was going to say wildlife is another issue. I do worry about the effect on wildlife of these things. The thing is, as humans, we understand why there's fireworks. We know it's temporary, we know it's for entertainment. As far as animals, whether they're wild or domestic, is concerned, it could be the end of the world happening. They have no idea. And that's one of the reasons why they panic.
And they can't vocalise it. All right, Pete the Vet, thank you for all of that really great advice.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.